This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matt Barber, Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council. We want to get his thoughts today in response to a column he wrote for the Washington Times looking at what he calls an attack on religion through a piece of legislation called the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, let's talk first of all about what this bill supposedly does, and then we'll get into why you think this is a very destructive piece of legislation. What's the idea of this on the surface?
Well, the idea is, with ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, is to create a panacea against workplace discrimination. That's the way the left couches this. It just to protect another discriminated against suspect minority class. It would prohibit individuals from essentially discriminating in the workplace against people based upon their sexual behaviors or sexual preferences, homosexuals, or based upon essentially their attire, transgenders, men who dress as women, women who dress as men, and so forth. And I want to be clear here that nobody I know supports willy-nilly discrimination, singling people out, really for any reason, and as a target of discrimination. However, the reality is that ENDA is in place not so much to prevent against discrimination, but to gain and garner suspect minority status and special preferred government recognized status for people engaged in these sexual behaviors, to the detriment of people of faith, people who hold traditional values relative to sexual morality, sexual behavior, and so forth. This pits the government directly against the free exercise of religion and is therefore unconstitutional on its face.
Break it down a little bit piece by piece here, starting with what recognition those folks would have that you and I don't have, for example.
Well, what ENDA does is it equates behaviors, people who define themselves based upon their sexual attractions and behaviors, it equates those mutable, changeable behaviors to immutable, unchangeable characteristics, neutral qualities such as skin color, such as a person's sex, and so forth. And Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act currently protects people against being targeted and discriminated against based on those qualities. Now, the problem is none of those qualities are behaviorally related and are a direct violation of every major world religion, thousands of years of history, and uncompromising human biology, as is homosexual behavior. So we have a majority of Americans who look at homosexual behavior as either sinful behavior or certainly as destructive behavior from a medical standpoint. And so, you know, for instance, the ENDA would force the a Bible bookstore owner, for instance, to hire or to disregard a person's views on sexual morality and central views to the Bible bookstore owner's Christian faith in considering hiring and firing. So you would have an individual engaged in a lifestyle that is directly in violation of something central to this Bible bookstore owner's beliefs, his sincerely held religious beliefs. The government says, no, we are going to discriminate against you, Bible bookstore owner, against your viewpoint, and give preferred recognition and status to this person's behaviors and to this individual who is engaging in these behaviors, and force you, under penalty of law, to cast aside your sincerely held religious beliefs, adopt the secular humanist government-approved worldview, do what we say you must do under penalty of law. This is clearly unconstitutional. Our founding fathers would have never imagined that the Constitution was intended to protect people based upon, at the time, what they considered the sin that dare not speak its name.
Matt, bring our listeners up to date. Where exactly does the debate stand on this issue right now? What's the likelihood of passage?
Well, right now, ENDA has been introduced in both the Senate and the House. It's S-1584 in the Senate, H.R. 3017 in the House, And according to one of two open homosexual congresspersons in Congress right now, Representative Barney Frank from Massachusetts, now that the health care debacle has been passed, he is expecting INDA to be on the plate in very short order. There was even speculation that next week it might come up. We're not certain if that's going to happen yet, but we are expecting both the House and the Senate to be looking at this in fairly short order. So we're encouraging people to contact their congressman, contact their senator, and ask them, to oppose this bill, which during the Bush administration and through a statement of administration policy, the Bush administration clearly displayed as unconstitutional. So we are encouraging people to keep this thing from even getting to the desk of the president, because he has promised to sign it into law. We need to keep that from even happening so that individuals' First Amendment religious liberties remain intact.
Matt, a very important issue. Thanks very much for helping our listeners understand it better and bringing them up to date on the latest developments, since this seems to be moving pretty quickly.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
Matt Barber is Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.